anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show as we really get the engines revved up on this week of high school, college, and national sports. There's a race, evidently, in California this weekend. I ask you, NASCAR fans, boycott it. Boycott it if you're a true NASCAR fan. Go up to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. That's right. Back-to-back days, I have said the word NASCAR on this show. The Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week, are you satisfied with the way the Daytona 500 ended? Yes, no, not a NASCAR fan. That's your options. I just want to know, are you okay with the Daytona 500 ending the way it ended on Sunday? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week. 1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. You'll need to know that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, which is coming up later on in the program, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. And also, we will be letting you know that the email is wide open at the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We are jam-packed today. We're going to preview the Nebraska baseball season with Tony Robichaux, the head coach of Louisiana Lafayette. That's Nebraska's first opponent. He is scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour. We are also going to talk high school scene, previewing the state wrestling tournament with Ron Gerber from Sutton. They've got one of the interesting stories in the state, an undefeated heavyweight freshman wrestler. We'll talk about the whole team, but obviously, that is very unique. He told us it may be back to 70 or 71 that there has been a freshman heavyweight champ, and we will talk to Ron about that. Also, towards the end of the program today, we will talk with Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach Rick Petrie. They get ready for the postseason, a team that has kind of been used to going to state here lately on the girls' side, but tonight might be their toughest game in the very first game of the postseason, because they'll have a rematch with Gothenburg, a team that beat them earlier in the season, led by as many as 20 in the second half after Kearney Catholic was ahead at halftime. And they are both ranked in the top 10. Hershey is the number one seed. They're ranked in the top 10. But the papers have Kearney Catholic the higher-ranked team. They're just third in the points. And so the Stars in Gothenburg play tonight here on ESPN Radio at 7:45, and we'll talk with Coach Petrie about that and a couple other things with the coach today on the program. Tony, can we do it all in an hour?
Well, I think we can do it all in an hour, and I'm going to throw you for a little bit of a loop, but obviously when number one plays another top five team last night and number one goes down again in college basketball, Doug, this is starting to come down to a very, very interesting NCAA basketball tournament and a chase for a championship that I think goes very, very deep. Whereas last year you had those top four seeds that looked like they were so much better probably than the rest in UCLA, Kansas, Memphis, and was North Carolina the other one, I believe. This year it looked early on like North Carolina had separated themselves and they were pretty much a lock to advance to the Final Four and probably win a title. I think you're looking at one of the deeper fields now, and I think the debate will start and people are going to say, well, the top four seeds are set. And they can be set with UConn and Pittsburgh, and then you throw Oklahoma and probably North Carolina in right now, although there is a lot of basketball to be played. But you look at the amount of teams out there that have a chance, and that chance is to get on that run and win the six games required to win the national title. And I think that list is deep, 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 deeper than maybe a long time, don't you think?
I'm thinking about that. I think when the brackets eventually come out, maybe right now you can go find somebody that's a 20-1 shot and put your dollar on, if that's what you're talking about. But I think when we get down to it, it's always a one or a two. You're going to have some of those guys get knocked off, but you're never going to have a team that can make the run. They're going to pull an upset, and once that upset happens, then that's when the dominoes start to fall. It opens it up for a team that isn't supposed to be there. The tournament has kind of been like it should be, or it's kind of been the same year after year after year. There's always some upsets, but in the end, Tony, four number ones made it last year.
Well, it's the only time, right?
Well, we're getting closer and closer to that, though, being the norm, I think.
Well, I think this goes totally against the norm this year because I just think, you know, who says that Connecticut at home can have the big boy go non-existent last night?
Well, I think Connecticut's in trouble. They got one of their best players hurt. They got beat yesterday. I think they're going to be fine, but I think they have come back to the pack here. Nobody's given Oklahoma a lot of credit. I think they've got the pieces to beat anybody in the country. I really like the way Oklahoma plays. When you can be physical inside, you win. UCLA got to the national championship a couple of years ago when they had, and then they have Kevin Love. They go deep.
They lost a couple times.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking this year. I'm talking, you know, you look at a prototypical team that has made that kind of run. Joe Lunardi, who will join us on this Doug and Daddy program next week, we'll have his bracketology updated every week. And we've got some great guests still lined up. Doc Sadler going to join us on the program tomorrow, the Nebraska men's basketball coach. And we'll ask him what it will take for the Big Red to have a chance to make it into the NCAA tournament. But Joe Lunardi updating weekly right now, and he'll get more updated quicker, more updates during the week as they get closer to conference tournaments. Connecticut in the East, Pittsburgh in the West, North Carolina in the Midwest, and Oklahoma in the South are your number one seeds right now. Those are your number one seeds. Then here's what you have to compare them to. Your number two seeds in the East, Memphis. In the West, Michigan State. In the Midwest, Louisville. And in the South, Wake Forest. You think Wake Forest right now can make a run to the national championship? I mean, yes or no? I just question. Yes or no?
Yes, I think they can.
Louisville?
No.
Michigan State?
Yes.
Memphis?
You got to say yes because they've been there before.
Connecticut?
Yes.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
North Carolina?
Yes.
Oklahoma?
Yes.
All right.
Give me the threes.
Well, Xavier?
No.
Missouri? To the national championship, Missouri?
No.
Kansas?
God, they got three.
Kansas.
No.
Duke.
Yes. So now you're down to eight teams.
All right. Well, you're not going to get any deeper than that. Anything after that, surprise, shocking, you know, things like that happen. So that's where you're looking at with your NCAA basketball and starting off, as you said, number one Connecticut falls last night. But again, that's not that big of a loss when you're losing to the number four team in the country on Big Monday. I mean, they won 13 in a row. You are going to lose basketball games, and that's only their second loss of the season.
Yeah, you know, you look at big, you know, you say big loss. Well, it was a big loss on a big stage, but you look at the point, you know, 3 points. So it wasn't like, oh, wow, they, you know, the 20-point underdog came in and beat them. It was a very, very close spread and close game.
I'll give you who I got. You can tell me who you got. You've whittled it down to eight. But, I mean, I think it's North Carolina and Oklahoma playing for the national championship. And the way it's set up right now in the bracketology, that would be in the same bracket, so they couldn't. But just right. You don't know where they're going to place them. I think North Carolina and Oklahoma right now are 1-2. North Carolina's just a tournament-type team. I like those teams more than anybody. I think Connecticut's very, very good, but I'm not on the bandwagon after the injuries and the loss. You have a favorite this far out?
Well, I got the favorite still. I think North Carolina, if they can get people healthy and stay healthy throughout, they haven't really shown they can do that this season. When they're without point guards and then things don't go well for them, they seem to go the other way. And I thought they were locked clear back before the season started, and Vegas showed that. But they've kind of came back to the pack. And you know what? I think North Carolina, Oklahoma, but you know, after last night and showing Pittsburgh can play at that level, Pittsburgh's a team that can be very, very physical. And you get in the NCAA tournament, depending on how it's officiated, they're not going to call fouls. Pittsburgh's as rough and tough as anybody.
So that's a little NCAA tournament talk. But before we head into our first break of the day.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Texas A&M has been picked to win the 2009 Big 12 Conference baseball title. The defending Big 12 regular season champion has been tabbed the preseason favorite to win the 09 league title, voted by some as the top team in the country this year with
Rob Childress.
Exactly. They were a unanimous selection. You can't vote for your own team, so Childress voted for Texas, and then him and Augie went out and shot a couple back. But A&M number one, Texas number two, Baylor and Oklahoma State tied for third. So that means we go to fifth. Missouri. Daddy Nebraska not selected after their solid season last year to finish in the top half of the league. Sixth.
Nebraska.
Oklahoma.
Sonny Galloway.
Seventh.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Followed by Texas Tech, Kansas State, and Kansas. Your immediate reaction to that?
Well, my immediate reaction is pretty much a lack of respect for what Mike Anderson did a year ago. And I thought with the group he had, probably was in consideration for National Coach of the Year. Now, the run down the stretch obviously didn't end the way they wanted to, but nobody expected anything from last year's team, and do what they did was amazing. And, you know, you got the South teams that are normally going to be preseason ahead of Nebraska. I guess that's not a surprise. Missouri continues to find some pitching, which they've had people go on to the Major League Baseball at, you know, in the first couple rounds. Apparently they're doing it again. But that's surprising to me that they continue to stay there.
Well, A&M pacing the conference in the national rankings. As we said, they're number one in Baseball America's top 25. It's the first time in the program's history they start the season in the top spot. Overall, six of the Big 12's 10 teams, all of them ranked ahead of Nebraska, are nationally ranked. The highest ranking for each, Texas 4th, Baylor 8th, Missouri 10th, Oklahoma State 13th, Oklahoma 16th. Tony, the Big 12 must be recognized as the best baseball conference in the country?
Undoubtedly.
Huh?
Undoubtedly.
Huh? Where'd this come from?
Well,
six of the top 16 overtaking the powerful SEC, the Pac-10. So the Big 12 has the best football and the best baseball conference?
That's the way it's breaking down.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Coming up, we talk with Ron Gerber, the head wrestling coach at Sutton. Tony Robichaud will follow, the head baseball coach at Louisiana Lafayette. They get the Huskers this week. They're a very young team coming off a 30-29 season. And Rick Petrie will join us, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. But when we come back, more breaking news. A coaching change in the area. Back after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Spring has sprung at ABC Drug and Gift. Right now, ABC has spring for every room in your home with vibrant colored silk flowers and butterflies, Fenton glass and Isabel Bloom figurines. Everything just in time for spring and new things arriving every week. Make an impression and welcome spring into your home with a stop at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart pharmacy, where you'll always find something unique. Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
AgWest Commodities is in its 10th year of building relationships and helping producers achieve their financial goals. A lot has changed through the years, but our commitment to offering effective production marketing plans and our priority to customer service has remained the same. Check us out by calling 866-WE-HEDGE or go to our website at goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion.
This is Shelly Smith from ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the lower to middle 40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a rain shower. Then we can see a few snow showers or flurries late with lows of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Duck and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All this great basketball on. How can you watch it all at the same time?
Well, you just go to the Chicken Coop.
That's right. The Chicken Coop, where, you know what? What happens if they've got a whole rack of ribs, Daddy, and you only want a half rack?
Whack!
There you
go. Cut it in half.
There you go. You can have whatever you want. What if you have a big pizza? How do they get it into eight pieces?
Whack!
There you go.
Whack! Whack!
The triple whack. Well, the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island is the place to be to watch all your favorite sports on TV with the high-definition televisions all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. And, of course, jam on in there for lunch. They take care of you. They get you in and out better than anybody, and they give you good quality food, whether it's just a sandwich or salad or whether you want to order up big with pizza and appetizers and ribs and steak and some fish. It's all right there for you. Salads to hors d'oeuvres to appetizers, whatever you want. They're there for you with lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. Try the wings. Plenty of wing flavors to choose from. Try the pizza. Plenty of pizza to choose from. You know, you can get the drunk Italian, the pepper jacaroni, or if you just say, hey, I want a hamburger, they'll do that for you, big or little. It's all right there at the Chicken Coop.
Lots of great appetizers, too. Try the balls of cheese.
So good.
Perfect. Perfect.
A pickle from a pub.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Okay. All right.
You know who was sitting around drinking when they're going, Dip this pickle in that batter and throw it in there. But, hey, it worked out, didn't it?
Oh, a banana.
There you go.
A Twinkie.
Oh. I don't know. Hey, it's all worked out.
Whoever ran around and said, hey, let's throw that corn dog in here. Let's throw a hot dog on a stick. See what happens. There's a lot of weirdos out there. How come you haven't come up with something by now?
I'm very uncreative.
State High School Wrestling Tournament gets underway on Thursday. Classes A and D will begin at 8:30 in the morning with the quarters at noon, and then B and C will have the evening session. And we continue our preview of the state meet here on the Doug and Daddy Show by talking a little Class D wrestling with Sutton. And we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Mustangs, Ron Gerber. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You take a look at some of the results, and right off the bat, you see four kids, but you see 115 points. And when the wrestling fan looks at that, he goes, well, they must have all, those four kids, had a heck of a district. And those three kids are district champions, one a district runner-up. So you have to be pleased with at least the quality of kids that you're going to be taking to Omaha.
Yeah, we're very pleased with the way the boys wrestled and the draws that we have at state. We think we can make a little noise up there. So,
Ron, I've got to ask you about the atmosphere at state. These are all underclassmen, two juniors and two freshmen. Has there been talk of how these kids, or do you have a feeling how these kids will handle that atmosphere?
Well, every kid's different. We have Evan Carlson's been there two times, so I think he knows it's time to make his mark at state. He's not satisfied anymore with just being a state qualifier. So I think the way these kids, they react to the big matches, I don't think it's going to be a problem for them. So.
Yeah, you bring up Evan. Obviously, I guess I would point to him from the outside looking in as probably the leader and the kid with the most experience on this team. Has he taken that role for you?
He's taken a greater role in that this year, yes. They all have their leadership qualities, so it's just kind of been a toss-up between all of them. Mitch Neuse has done a lot for us this year in the off season. He organized him. He and Evan went down to the Oklahoma State camp to improve themselves. And it was a little leery, if you know the two kids, sending them down to Oklahoma on their own. But they learned a little bit, and it's shown in their wrestling this year.
Ron Gerber, Sutton Wrestling Coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron, I think a lot of the attention in your program focuses, though, on the heavyweight and Michael Schaaf. And anytime you're a freshman at heavyweight, that catches people's eye. But anytime you're an undefeated freshman at heavyweight.
Heck, undefeated freshman at any weight class.
Well, that is true. But I still think the heavyweight deal stands out. Talk about him, and did you see this coming at all before this year?
Well, I had the opportunity to see Mike this summer and go to a couple places. He had wrestled this summer up in York with us a few times and before his father became principal at our high school. And Mike has put in his time already. He's done a lot of off-season wrestling and wrestled in national tournaments and was a part of the junior high national or Nebraska dual team that went around and had a lot of success. So, you know, you never know how a kid's going to respond, like you said, as a freshman in high school. And he's had his moments as a freshman getting through it. There's pressure being that highly ranked, but 35-0, he's met the challenge thus far. So.
Yeah, Ron, I guess obviously anytime you're talking freshman, you're talking maturity level, and, you know, he's going up against pretty much a lot of kids that are either juniors or seniors. Even if it's at the Class D level, they're still juniors and seniors. How is his maturity level, even, you know, coming out of that wrestling family?
Well, I'd say, you know, it's hard to say that. A lot of times, as far as wrestling, he has had so much time on the mat. He's a very seasoned wrestler. But like we talk sometimes, it's hard to believe when you see a 6'5", 275-pound kid to believe that he just turned 15. You know, he has an immense amount of talent, and he's worked hard. I hope he can make history, but, you know, up here first, going as a freshman, you just want him to have fun and enjoy the moment and try to keep the pressure off. You know, but there's a lot of people that are talking stuff. We just want to get through step by step. He's got to win his. You got to win the first match. You don't win the first match, you don't go any. You know, that ends the dream there. So,
Ron, I guess as you look back at his 35 matches, are you satisfied with the competition you saw this year?
We've seen some good competition. You know, our schedule. We would have maybe liked to have picked up a few more tournaments, but all of our kids have seen highly competitive wrestlers. They've all except Mike, they've had losses, but like Derek Bailey has beat people who are rankings don't mean anything at this time of year. But he's beat kids who are rated in the state and district champs in other classes, and same Mitch Neuse has beat a couple highly rated wrestlers. Evan Carlson's been, his three losses, one's to the kid who's rated number one, who hopefully, looking down the road, maybe could be a possible semifinals match. And Evan was ahead in the match until he just got caught in a scramble, so we have high hopes there.
Well, I think we've touched on all four of the gentlemen. We've talked about a little bit of their backgrounds and the brackets, so now all that's left to do, Ron, is to get to Omaha and get some victories for Sutton.
Yes, that's our goal. We don't just want to be satisfied getting there. That's a problem sometimes with kids, and I don't see that. I see the fire in the eyes of these kids, and they know that, hey, we've made it, and that's something to be very proud of, but we've got a few more days. We want to do just a little bit more, and hopefully all of us can be wrestling on Saturday.
Well, Ron, it was great catching up with you. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to seeing you in Omaha. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coach Ron Gerber, Sutton, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Quite a story. One of the things we'll be watching in the early session there is Sutton and Michael Schaaf. I mean, they're all very good kids, but that's a rarity, and you want to watch a rarity. And as he said, Norm Freeman from Friend, where he went to school in 1971, was a freshman heavyweight that won state.
Champion. Did not think he was undefeated, so there's still a bit of history out there. But and if you know of another one, nobody in the area that Doug has talked to has been able to come up with that. So,
and they've been talking about that on some of the websites as well, Husker Matt and things like that. So great things going on. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk more wrestling tomorrow on the show. Elwood coach Ed Ahrens and some of his wrestlers are going to join us here on the program. He might even bring that snot-nosed kid of his.
Hey, cool.
That's coming up as part of our program tomorrow as we continue our wrestling coverage. And, of course, the best wrestling coverage on the radio Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right here on ESPN and our network of stations. When we come back, it's college baseball time. We're expected to be joined by Tony Robichaud, the head coach of the Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns, after this.
Culprits, thieves, and cutthroats.
Congratulations, you found the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. These gentlemen will be right back.
It's Colin Cowherd. Imagine losing everything on your home or office computer. Your photos, business records, financial documents, music, everything gone. What an absolute nightmare. That's why you have to back up your computer. Carbonite Online Backup is what I not only recommend to my listeners, it's what I use. First of all, it's easy. It backs up your computer automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's inexpensive, unlimited backup for less than $50 a year. It's secure. They use the same encryption as online banking does. And peace of mind. It recovers files with just a few clicks. I use it. My friends use it. It's a no-brainer. Here's a special offer. Use it for 15 days, free trial, no credit card required. 2 months free with any subscription. Available if you enter my name, Colin, in the offer code box. Don't wait. Back up with Carbonite today. Try it free. Go to Carbonite.com. Before you do anything else, enter the offer code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the lower to middle 40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a rain shower. Then we can see a few snow showers or flurries late with lows of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This
This is why I'm hot, hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot, hot. This is why I'm hot. I don't gotta rap. I could sell a mill saying nothing on
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, a little basketball, a little baseball. Hey, coming up later this week, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the world-famous Lipizzaner Stallions, which is going out at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island Thursday, February the 26th at 7:30 p.m. They pick the basketball court up, and they throw some dirt down, and the horses, which just are outstanding, do their thing. World-famous Lipizzaner Stallions coming up Thursday, February 26th at the Heartland Events Center. We'll be giving you a chance here throughout the week to win a pair of tickets to that event. Well, staying with the high school theme right now, and don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia still to come on the program today. Staying with the theme of the day, let us talk a little high school basketball now. Girls sub-districts began last night with the play-in games. Now, those that won move on, and everybody else is involved tonight. And one of the toughest ones in the area is the C-111 going on in Lexington. And you'll be able to hear Kearney Catholic's games right here on ESPN Radio starting tonight against Gothenburg. And we are pleased to welcome in the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, the Hall of Famer from Northern Colorado, Rick Petrie. And I don't think we told enough people about this, but Rick Petrie, two-time winner. Here, I'm going to read this. Two-time winner of the individual stroke average in the Rocky Mountain Intercollegiate Golf Association, or REMIGA for short, earning three All-Conference Awards. As a senior, was a member of the team that defeated Colorado and led the team to its first appearance in the Division II Championships, finished 17th overall, tied for the lead at the conclusion of day one, became the first ever golfer to win first-team All-American honors and set the school record for stroke average as a senior at 72.7. Was this on real golf course?
Sand Greens.
Hey, congratulations on that again. Nice honor. Great honor.
Oh, thanks. I like I told people, I think they, you know, felt sorry for the golfers. They only had, I think, one golfer in the Hall of Fame there. So,
I find it interesting. One of the notes that people don't know is that the induction ceremonies are next Friday, February the 27th. That is the same night that district girls basketball finals are held in the state of Nebraska. So we'll put you on the spot. Where are you going to be that night?
Well, I'm hopefully
no, not
going to be playing.
See, that's not the hopeful. I know where you're going to be if you're still playing. So where are you going to be next Friday?
We're going to be playing basketball.
Well, Coach, we touched on it here in the opening. This is a tough sub-district. There's no gimme here. And teams, you're going to have to win to go to state. You were able to get a wild card here not too long ago, but you've also got some district plaques on the wall. Talk about the rematch, first off, with Gothenburg. What gave you problems the first time, and what has to be corrected to come out on top tonight?
Oh, we had a lot of unforced turnovers against Gothenburg. I thought that, you know, we tried to go too fast against their press and sometimes made mistakes actually in the front court rather than the back court. And, you know, it's not like we turned the ball over, you know, in the back court against their press and gave them easy layups. But we struggled in that aspect, and we have to do a lot better job.
Rick, it was just simply a tale of two halves in that game.
Yeah, you know, we ran into a stretch the last half of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, where, you know, I think they went on a 15-0 run or something like that. And, you know, in there we missed, I don't know, probably six, seven free throws in a row. And you can't do that when teams are making a run on you. So, you know, hopefully we'll do a better job this time.
Coach, you're coming off the conference tournament and then a Centura ball game that was more of a defensive battle last week. You've had some time to get some last week practices in. What have you been working on?
Well, we've been working on some full court stuff, and we've been working on making good decisions against Gothenburg's press. And, you know, if we get to Thursday, then Hershey's going to, you know, throw a press on us as well. So, you know, that's one thing that we just have to be prepared for.
Is there one team out there that you played other than Gothenburg that resembles them, Rick?
I can't say for sure. I mean, Ravenna and Adams Central both play full court man. Not that they're the same, but similar maybe.
Coach, you look at this postseason overall and coming out of the conference. Now that the conference season is over, how good was the top half of this conference? Because as we said, it was the first four and pretty much everybody else.
Well, it was the first four, and it's, you know, one of those weird years, I guess. I mean, there's usually we're a lot more balanced as a conference, but you know, this year we ended up being a little bit more top heavy, and like I said, I think that's an unusual year.
You had a lot of kids that got banged up this year, different times in the season, and you've had to dig deeper in the bench. And I know that depth was a concern starting the season. Now that the season has come and gone now into the postseason, where are you at with comfortable about playing the number of kids, I guess, this week?
That's a good question. Oh, I don't know. You know, we're still banged up a little bit. Katie Thiessen, backup post player's hurt, and she's out, and Sarah Lace is still kind of sick, so I'm not sure what her status is going to be. So, you know, it's been an interesting year. We're playing some younger kids, and I guess that bodes well for the future. But, you know, at the same time, you like to have some of that experience when you get down to these sub-district and district games.
If you get that Sokolowski girl just to stay inside for as you should be, probably fix a lot of those problems, wouldn't it?
Probably. I don't know. I've been trying for 3 years, Tony. I'm not sure that's ever going to happen.
Rick Petrie, the girls' basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Not to pick on Katie, but I thought then I saw a couple of the other girls do this the other night as well. What's up with this free throw routine? And anybody that's been watching them, every time they go to the line, they'll spin the ball, then they'll adjust the shorts, then they'll grab the ball, then they'll shoot the free throw. And I didn't say anything because, you know what, they were making their free throws all the time. But now that's not so much the case anymore. Can we get that to stop, or what do we got to do here?
Hey, that's a good question. I try not to. I just tell them to find a routine that works for you. And, you know, I guess it's kind of you know, if it works for one person, then everybody's going to copy it. But, you know, as long as they go in, I really don't care.
Right, Rick, if you guys are going to win the ball game tonight, I guess who are the players? Everybody says Sokolowski, people focus on her. Who are the other girls that are going to step up in the scoring column at least for you and to get the job done?
Well, you know, I think Becky needs to have a big game along with Katie. She's been really good inside, and we need to make sure that we get her a number of touches throughout the game. And then it would be nice to have some of our guards contribute, Lindsay Conley, Emily Hain, Kayla James, and even, you know, get a little bit of scoring off the bench. That's something we've struggled with from time to time throughout the season.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to game planning there and molding young minds. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
The Hall of Famer, Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony Robichaux is coming up next, but I want to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. As we go to break, Nebraska plays. Now, the Raging Cajuns is where this comes from. They play in the Sun Belt Conference. The Nebraska football team plays three teams from the Sun Belt Conference this year, all three of them. Who are the three opponents for the Nebraska football team in 2009 out of the Sun Belt Conference? 1-888-455-ESPN, Raging Cajun coach Tony Robichaux when we come back.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. Bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hi, I was thinking about maybe a
Any.
$5
foot. Who are you guys?
Any.
Some kind of music video? Seriously, any. What's the deal?
Get any piled high regular foot long for just $5, like the Italian BMT and chicken and bacon ranch. Any regular foot long, $5. Don't miss it. Subway, eat fresh.
Offer excludes double stacked and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But with Identity Guard, you get a veritable double feature of 21st century tools and technologies. So get Identity Guard, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
Attention cattle producers. Calving season can be a stressful time of year. You're working long hours in often unknown conditions. You expect your ATV to work as hard as you do. That's why you need to get to Kearney Yamaha to cash in on the great deals on new ATVs going on now. Save more than $1,000 on a Yamaha Grizzly 550. The Grizzly 550's electronic fuel injection means instantaneous cold starts, while the industry-exclusive fully automatic transmission is the most advanced drive system in the industry. Combine that with a push-button four-wheel drive, liquid cooling, and a fully independent long travel suspension, and you have the perfect utility ATV. So let Kearney Yamaha give you the security of an ATV that will work as hard as you do this calving season. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
Mostly partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up in the lower to middle 40s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a rain shower. Then we can see a few snow showers or flurries late with lows of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
I just want to live.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have a winner in our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Congratulations to Trent from Kearney. He knew that the three Sun Belt opponents that the Nebraska football team play this year are Florida Atlantic, Louisiana Lafayette, and of course Arkansas State, and then Virginia Tech's in there as well. A $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats coming Trent's way. Be listening again next week for your chance to pick up some great chow from Troutman's Quality Meats, which, of course, located Highway 30 here in Kearney. Well, Daddy, one of your favorite times of the year, and you seem to have a lot of favorite times, but mostly led by days on the couch, but the Nebraska baseball season gets underway.
It is underway, and their first opponent is the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette, and we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head Raging Cajun himself, Tony Robichaud. Coach, thanks so much for the time today.
For having us on.
Well, Coach, I have to imagine it's the excitement has to be boiling over and bubbling up down there as everybody's getting ready for the annual Bassmaster Classic this weekend.
Yeah, it's just, well, not only that, but it's also going to be pretty exciting because these guys are coming down during Mardi Gras here.
How do you control the kids during that time of year?
I don't know. I think that's going to be a big challenge. I think they're going to see a lot of things they maybe have never seen in their life.
Coach, you guys get off to a start probably that you didn't want last year, but you finished strong. Have you talked, obviously, about carrying that over to this year and what it's going to take to get up in the top of this conference?
Well, you know, the big thing is that we feel that we've got a lot of young pitchers this year, so we've got older position players. So we hope that, you know, we'll score more runs than we did last year, and that'll hopefully buy some time for these young arms to get some confidence. And that's why this weekend is going to be real big for us, because we're playing such a good club and such a good history for these younger pitchers. So we hope that they can get some experience, and they'll have to quick with these four games.
Yeah, you have a young club as well, as you touched on, and a team that probably didn't hit the ball as well as you wanted last year. So how do you address that? I mean, you want them to hit the ball well and get on base early on, but then again, they're young. So are there certain things you focus on with bringing them along?
Well, I think what's going to happen, hopefully, is last year we had a more mature pitching staff, and we were young as hitters, and so we pitched well, but we didn't hit well. And this year it's kind of the reverse. And, you know, if you're going to be young somewhere, I'd rather be young as a pitcher, because a pitcher is going to succeed 75% of the time. It's, boy, when you're young as hitters and those guys fail 70 to 75% of the time, sometimes they really have a hard time handling that failure. And so what I like about this year is that we're older position player-wise, and I think we're going to be mentally tough enough to handle that as position players, and hopefully that'll buy some time for these young arms.
Well, one of the kids that I'm sure Nebraska fans will hear a lot about this weekend is one of your preseason all-conference players in Scott Hawkins, who leads you in just about every offensive category.
Yeah, Scott's, you know, he comes from Collierville, Tennessee, and he's a senior for us, and we were fortunate enough to keep him, you know, last year out of the draft. So in college baseball today, the biggest thing you want to try to do is keep your players with you long enough, you know, to try to be able to make those runs. And we were fortunate enough to keep him back. So he's going to hit in our four hole. So, you know, like we tell a lot of our hitters all the time, you know, it's really the three and the five hole hitter that we need to really also have good years, because if not, then it's going to be a lot easier to pitch to Scott.
Tony Robichaux, head coach of the Raging Cajuns, Louisiana Lafayette, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk about the Sun Belt Conference and the competition you see week in and week out compared to the Big 12.
Well, you know, what I find with the Big 12 and the SEC, when we play those guys, you see a lot more power arms. You see a lot more physicality at the plate. You know, once you run into our conference, you don't have as many power arms, but you got a lot of guys that can pitch. And I find that we see a lot more off-speed in our conference than we kind of do maybe in the Big 12 and the SEC. And a lot more, you know, bunting and running, a lot more action-type teams than we see sometimes with the Big 12 and the SEC. And that's why I like playing these guys early and throughout the year, because if you're fortunate enough, like we were in 2000, you know, to get to the College World Series, once you get into these regionals and these super regionals, you're going to be playing teams that have power arms and that have more physicality at the plate. So if we don't play guys like that through in the year, you know, this year we'll play Houston twice and Rice and LSU twice. And then, of course, a four-game series with Nebraska. And the last couple years, we went there and played them there, because it's also important. I try to play places where they'll surround us with a lot of fans, because at a mid-major, the odds are we're going to be probably on the road for a regional or a super regional. And if you wait and try to get into those type venues like Nebraska or at LSU at the end of the year, and it's the first time you've seen that, it's going to be very tough and difficult to handle that.
Coach, you mentioned the experience of Omaha. Obviously, that's every baseball team's dream, is Omaha. That's the ultimate goal. How do you relay that message to your kids, and is it a realistic goal this year?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, 297 teams are going to start playing, and then from there to weed down to 64, and then from 64 to 16, and then 16 to 8, and then 8, of course, to 1. So 296 teams are going to be disappointed. I mean, one team's going to be happy. And so that's why this is such a tough thing. The biggest challenge for us as a mid-major is it took our university 100 years to get to the College World Series. So it's not an easy thing to do, and it's not an easy thing to repeat when you're talking about a lot of baseball stadiums being built today. You know, the nice stadium that you guys have up there in Nebraska, LSU's building a $36 million baseball stadium this year. So When there's such a big commitment now in 2000, you know, not everybody had bought into the college baseball scene, but today so many more people are working on baseball, putting the time in baseball, coaches' salaries going up higher, stadiums being built. And so when you have that kind of commitment now, it's a lot tougher now, because you got a lot more people vying for Omaha.
Tony Robichaux, head coach of the Louisiana Lafayette baseball team, joining us here. What is high school baseball like there as you look? It's not all Louisiana kids on your roster, but obviously a majority, and there's a ton of college teams, colleges fielding baseball teams in the state. What's the level of baseball player there at the high school level and Legion level?
Well, the biggest challenge here, you know, the weather's good, so that's a benefit for baseball. The biggest challenge here that we find is we have almost, you know, 11 to 12 Division I universities in such a small state. And our junior college system is not very big. You know, we've got Bossier City Community College, Delgado Community College, LSUE and Eunice, and then now Baton Rouge Community College. So when you're talking about a state with only, you know, 3 to 4 junior colleges, whereas these states like in Florida, California, and Texas, and Oklahoma, with so many junior college systems, our junior college system is tough to get the junior college kid in this state because we don't have a lot of junior colleges playing baseball. So usually we try to get the high school kid from Louisiana and junior college kids from out of state. We'll take them from in-state too, but we just don't have a lot of junior colleges, the big junior college system here in our state. And so, but baseball here is good. The level of baseball here is very good, but being having LSU here, Tulane so close to us, it's a lot more difficult to always get that high school senior that you want to get. So we will try to recruit from within. Lou Holt said one time, I think you got to get the heart and soul of your club from your area, but you got to go find the arms and legs from somewhere else.
We know how that is in Nebraska.
Coach, I've got to ask you about your closer. How well do you know him and what that experience been like?
Well, it's been a unique one, you know, especially coming out of high school and letting him to be openly recruited, and because I didn't want to get into a situation where he felt that he had to come here. And so we gave him the opportunity to be openly recruited, and he was, and he had some very tough choices to try to decide what he wanted to do. And ultimately, he decided to come here and play for us, so it's been good for us. And we feel real good at the back end of the game, and he threw very well up there in Nebraska when we were up there. So hopefully we can just get to him now. That's our biggest concern right now with this young team, is being able to get to the closer. And you don't really need a closer when you're down by 10, you know. So our biggest goal is to try to be able to get to him.
For fans out there, that's Justin Robichaud, Tony's son, we're assuming here.
Yes.
Well, I know it's probably bad news for the Big Red if Justin's in late in the ball game anytime this weekend, and I know you want to see him there. Coach, I got to ask you, what's for lunch today?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We got Mardi Gras fixing the setup across the street from us, so, you know, we don't know. We might go for a little crawfish etouffee or something, I'm sure. I've talked to Coach already, and he said that's the one thing he wants down here is Cajun food when he comes. I just told him you might want to eat that on the way out, not on the way in.
Well, Tony, we appreciate you giving us some time here, and best of luck this season, and have a great opener this weekend with the Huskers. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, appreciate having us on.
Take care. Raging Cajun head baseball coach Tony Robichaud from Louisiana Lafayette. I don't care. Whenever you say you might pop Mardi Gras up as the first thing that pops into your head if you say New Orleans. But if you say Louisiana, food is the always thing that pops into my skull here.
You know, I'm looking down this roster. There's quite the pronunciation sheet. Anywhere from Babineau, Domé,
Fontenot,
Fuselet,
Poirier, Robichaud. You just wanted to say Fontenot.
I did say Fontenot, but I didn't make a big deal out of the Fontenot that's on the team. But, I mean, there's a lot of those O's, names, that are spelled with the A-U-X on the end of them, like when you see the Go Tigers in Omaha.
French Cajuns.
That's, you just figured that out.
Crazy. Raging Cajuns.
Hey, it's been a great show today. Again, if you missed it, Nebraska baseball picked to finish 7th in the conference behind 6 teams that are nationally rated. Texas A&M is preseason favorite. High school sub-district basketball continues tonight here on ESPN, 745 Kearney Catholic Gothenburg, 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia plays Fillmore Central. Power 99 FM, doubleheader. Centura will be taking on St. Paul at 6. Minden will be taking on Gibbon at 745, and the Breeze, 94.5 FM. C2 action from St. Cecilia. Sutton Sandy Creek renewing that old rivalry at 6. Blue Hill and Kennesaw at 7:30. Max Frelick, the Nebraska Division II Player of the Week. UNK Men's Basketball, Jade Meads. I think we got to that yesterday. RMAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Tri-City Storm on the road tonight. They are playing at Cedar Rapids. The rosters for the 8-man All-Star football game have been announced. On the east, some kids that might be here in the listening area: Garrett Hoynes, Bruning Davenport, Dalton Brand, Exeter Milligan, Dwayne Wall Hampton. On the west, Dylan Brining, Arapahoe, Cody Gurney, Burwell, Rob Keeney, Galloway, Cale Barnes, Elwood, Russ Walton, Franklin, Jacob Morton, Loomis, and Drew Carr from Overton. We want to thank the great guests that joined us on the program today, including Tony Robichaud, the head baseball coach at Louisiana Lafayette, Rick Petrie, the Hall of Famer, girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, and of course, Of course, Coach Ron Gerber, wrestling coach at Sutton. Tomorrow, Elwood coach Ed Ahrens and Nebraska basketball coach Doc Sadler.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!